Okay, Rabotai, we're learning the Tikkun HaKlali Mizmorim. We're up to it's the fourth Mizmor. Today being the sixth day of the sixth week of the Shuvavim, that they call Shishi Shibashishi, so it is appropriate to at least learn one of these chapters specifically today. Today we're up to Membet. Lam Naseyach Maskil Libne Korach. So again, it's a Lam Naseyach. So this is like this is a conductor conducting the song. It's also a Maskil. We learned already that Maskil means there's a great lesson to be learned. Is a moral Maskil is Mnashon Sechel, and this is Libne Korach. Very interesting. Children of Korach have a chapter in Tehillim. So that she right away says, who's the children of Korach? Asir, Elkana, Abi Asaf. Those three. Hem ayu techilat ba'atzat avihem. Originally they were with their father. Mishat ha-machloket pirshu. But once the machloket started to brew, so they took a walk. וכשנבלעו כוסיבותם, and when everybody started to get swallowed, ופתחה ארץ פיה, נשאר מקומם בתוך פי הארץ. It's like a ledge came out of the ground, and they were able to, you know, to climb out. כעניין שנאמר, ובני קורח לא מתו. ושם אמרו שירה. Well, as they were surviving this ordeal, they sang a שירה. ושם יסידו המזמונים הללו. Well, over there, that's where they wrote these... Not bad. Beethoven needed, you know, peace and tranquility. He'd go to the mountains and write his music. Ibn Korach, they wrote it under great duress. Ve'alu misham, v'sham amru shila ve'alu, and they wrote the shila over there when they came out. V'sham yizuzorah v'sharta alim ruach hakodesh. Wow, ruach hakodesh came on them. ונתנבאו על הגלויות, they prophesized about the future exiles, ועל חורבן הבית, ועל מלכות בית דוד. Okay, so that's the beginning of this, that's the introduction of this chapter. כאייל תערוג על אפי כמים, כן נפשי תערוג אליך אלוהים. Okay, כאייל, what's an אייל? Okay, a ram, the male. Ke'ayah, like a ram, ta'arog. Well, you just said it's a male, Haimi. Ta'arog is what? Ta'arog is female? Like a ram, what does even ta'arog mean? Ke'ayah, ta'arog, like a ram that's ta'arog ala fi kemayim, on the water. So that's she. That's she. כאייל תערוג על אפי כמים. לשון ערב נופל על כל האייל, כאשר ייפול לשון נהם לארי. So just like the roar of a lion is called נהם. So the sound that the אייל makes is called an ערג. So כאייל תערוג. The ayal is ta'arog. It makes that his sound, whatever his sound is. V'shokek ladov. A dov is shokek. An ari is nohem. And the ayal is oreg. V'ga'al is shevarim. And shevarim is go'eh. V'tzipsuf la'ofot. V'tzahal la'tzus. Amru rabotenu. Ha'ayala hazot hasida shebahayot. There's a ayala... That's the female. She's a hasida. What does it mean, hasida? What does hasida mean, Rabotai? She's righteous. What makes her righteous, the ayala? וכשהחיות סמאות למים, הן מתכנסות אליה שתתלה עיניה למרום. When the animals are hungry, they come to her. She's the rebbetzin that she should pray. So they come to her and she takes care of it for them. What does she do? Uma yosa choferet guma. She digs a hole. Umachneset karnea letucha. And she sticks her horns inside, v'go'a, and she screams. V'kadosh baruch hu menachem aleha, and God has mercy, v'teom ma'aleh la'mayim, and all of a sudden the water starts to come up. You hear this, Rabotai? So the ayal is really the ayelet. Ta'arog, she makes her sound by the water, by the afikemayim, when she sticks her horns in the ground in order to bring out the water for her, for the other hayot. So David HaMelech says, Ken nafshi ta'arog elech alim, I do the same. Then I also cry out to you, God, to pray for my needs. Just like the, so he's comparing himself to the ayal. Ken nafshi, so too my soul, ta'arog elecha, will cry out to you, God. Understand the simple explanation of Pasuk. Now look at the next Rashi. The next Rashi is amazing Rashi, Rabotai. This could have been for a Monday night Chavot Levavot, by the way. We might review this on a Monday night. So just remember that. Ke'ayal ta'arog. Ke'ayelet ta'arog lo ne'emar. I mean, it's a funny Pasuk here. It should say ke'ayelet ta'arog, female, female. Uch ayal ya'arog. Or it should say ayal ya'arog. Again, male, male. Here it's male, female. Ke'ayal ta'arog. It's grammatically inconsistent. That's what David Meyer says, and he's right. Ela ke'ayal ta'arog. Diber katuv bezachar ubenekeba. Hazachar oreg al esek hamayim kemo shepirashnu. Like we said above, that the ayal, although that she said above, ayala, okay, ayal cries for the water. V'nekeba, the female, has a different item. Kishi korat leled, when the ayala squats to give birth, v'rahmat tzar, the womb of the ayala is very, very narrow, so the baby cannot come out. Because she doesn't dilate to 10 centimeters like a lady. Vitzoreket. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu merachem umzamen la nahash. God sends at that precise moment a snake. Umakisha bebet arechem shela, and it bites her in that spot, and all of a sudden it opens up. Verachba niftach. Believe this. That snake comes exactly at the moment of birth. If it comes a little before, no good. After, too late. So the lady's giving birth, she's giving, over the Borei Olam sends the thing. So that's also, Ke'ayal ta'arog, it's referring to the male and the female. Ke'ayal is the male when he is crying for the water. And ta'arog is the female when she's crying at the time of birth. They both cry at a time of need. God answers the male and gives him the water. God answers the female and she gives birth. So David HaMelech says, Ken nafshi ta'arog elecha Elohim. So too God, my soul, cries out to you like these creatures. And Kal Vachomer, if God answers the ayal and the ayala, who are created only to serve man, so all the more so, Borei Olam will answer man, who is the purpose of the creation. That's automatic. Borei Olam created the world in order to supply the needs of man. So then, when David HaMelech says, "You call out to God, you get answers." And that's not worse than ayal and ayala. Amazing, amazing. Now, Hami, I'm not concerned if you cannot find that on Google. It doesn't bother me. I know you. So I do find it. They'll find it in 5,000 years. They'll find it. They didn't find it yet. I'll take Rashi's words over your search engine any day. With all due respect. Of course. Same'a nafshi l'Elohim le'el hay. Atay avo v'ra'e p'nei Elohim. What does David HaMelech say? Samea nafshi. Samea means I'm thirsty. I'm thirsty, Elohim, for God. the El Chai, to the living God. Matay Abo, when am I going to be able to come to what? Mm-hmm. And see the face of God. What does this mean? What was David Amir craving for? What is he yearning for? Not winter vacation. Matay Abo Ve'erepin Elohim, La'alot La'regel. To go up to Jerusalem on the holiday. Kan al churban habayit. Over here is where the prophecy begins about the destruction. Ve'ne'emar kan matishtoch achi shalosh pa'amim. In this chapter, it'll say matishtoch achi three times. Keneged shalosh malchuyot atidon batil avodat ha'mikdash. Corresponding the three kingdoms that would come along and destroy the service in the Beit HaMikdash. V'Yisrael so'akim v'nigalim. And God listens to the prayers of the Jewish people. And who are the three nations? Bavel, Yavan interrupted the service, and Edom destroyed the service. So the three nations that destroyed the Beit HaMikdash fully or partially was, again, Bavel, Yavan, Edom. And that's why in the chapter it'll say Matishtoch Achi, which we'll see what that word means, but it says it three times, corresponding that situation. Tzame'a nafshi, Rashi says, Knesset Yisrael omeret ken begalut bavel. Aha, this was said in the diamond of destruction. Not before the temple was built. After the temple was destroyed, Bnei Yisrael says, we're thirsty, Tzame'a nafshi, we're yearning to come back to Jerusalem on the holiday. To see God in the temple. This is after the destruction, what the Jewish people are bemoaning, that we are craving to come back to Yerushalayim. Like somebody who's thirsty for water, we're craving for the return to the temple. Now, by the way, you know that we read this on Sukkot. Now you see why it's appropriate to read this on the Regel. Because we're in the Regel, we're not in Jerusalem because we don't have a Beit HaMikdash. So we read this chapter. Here it's a regel. When can we come back to the temple to celebrate the Hag? Understand? That's a Sukkot item. And now you know also, Rabotai, why this is part of Tikkun Hatzot, this chapter. And this is the chapter Tikkun Ne'ah. Because the Tikkun Hatzot is to bemoan the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. This chapter already fits in that. And we don't know why yet it fits in Tikkun HaKlali, but it clearly is fitting in Mizmor for Sukkot and Mizmor of Tikkun Le'ah. Yeah, yesterday we found. We'll find every day. We have success, we'll find every day.
This morning.
Yeah, that was a good one. Aitali Dim'ati Lechem Yomam v'alayla. It sounds like it's saying over here, my tears were my bread and water. She's, Klai Yisrael is crying during the exile. Ha'itali dem'ati lechem yomam v'alayla. Then she says, mikan shatzara masba'at et ha'adam ve'enu mevakesh le'echol. That's an amazing thing. When a person is depressed, he doesn't eat. Depression is the best diet, unfortunately. Because when a person is depressed, he has no desire to eat. His body feels full. So the Klai Yisrael at the time of the destruction, it says, you know what my diet consisted of? Tears. Aitali dem'ati. Lechem. That was my lechem. My Hana, it says, when she was crying, but tifkeh velo tochal. When she went up to Shiloh to pray for a child, it says, she didn't want to eat. Why didn't she want to eat? Because she was depressed. Finished. Depressed. You lose your appetite. Yeah, that's what he's saying. Aitali dem'ati lechem v'alayla. And what was the cause of his depression? Be'emor elai kol hayom. Because the people were telling him, Ayeh Elohecha, where's your God? All the wise guys, all the anti-Semites. They're coming to say, where's your God? So it's Halul Hashem. Right, the Chumat Anach says, Al Halul Hashem, Uchbot Shemo HaGadol. When the Halul Hashem that took place. You know, if there's a God, that Kevin doesn't come and help you. It's like the atheist said after the Holocaust. Where was God in the Holocaust? If there's a God, how could this happen? So David HaMelech says, or whoever's writing the chapter is crying, not only because of destruction, but Be'emor Elai Kol Hayom, the whole day they tell me, where is your God? Ele Ezkera, these I will remember. Veshpecha Alai Nafshi, Ki Ebor Basach, Et Dadem Al Bet Elohim, Bekod Rinave, Toda, Amon Hogeg. Night. He's reminiscing. Klai say reminisces the good old days. Ele eskera. When a guy reminisces, oh, I remember. Rashi, et zot ani zocheret, v'nafshi mishtapechet bezochri aliyat regalim. And my heart pours out when I remember going up for the holidays. Bigidudeh b'nei Adam. When we went up with the throngs of people, the parades of people that pilgrimaged to Jerusalem. Umadida imahim. Madida means we walk slowly. You know, medida, you know, we walked step by step. At Bet Elohim, until we got to Bet Elohim. So the pasuk is, Ele eskera, I remember these days. Meshpecha alai nafshi, my heart pours out. Ki evor basach. What does it mean, ki evor basach? What is a sach? Sach lashon hashbon. Like a sach is a hashbon, a total. Sach lashon mechitzat bnei Adam. Sach is also a wall. Sach lashon sabim ve'eglot. It's also animals. Shehayu mechupot kemin sukkah. Oh, that's another reason why we read around Sukkot, maybe. Ushman b'shon agada. Sekapsetiot ve'eskupiti. What does this mean over here? It seems that there were throngs of people. Ki evor basach. Melashon, as she says, the Mitzudah, schach u'mikse. Radak. Ki evor basach. Afalpi shebnei galut hazeh layu az. היו אומרים עבור כי אבותיהם היו וראו ואותה, בסך כל אחד אומר כשסכול הייתי עולה בבניין העולים. So בסך means whoever was there says, whoever was part of the number, whoever was part of that group, כי עבור בסך, if you were part of that number, סך is a number, חשבון, like she said. Or it's reference to the מחיצת בן אדם, the throngs, the walls of people that went up. The סך is like a wall. Or it's the animals that went up to Yerushalayim to be sacrificed. Either way, it says, I remember when I went up with the throngs of people. Ki evor basach, when I went up with the throngs of people. Sach anashim. Edadem, Rashi says, edadem imahem. Edadem means I walked slowly. Kemo medadim agalim usiyahim. Aisham medada et bana. When you hold your child and he takes one step at a time, that's called medada. So this word edadem is a combination of two words. Edade imahim. I walked with them. Or I hobbled with them. You know, because there was a lot of traffic. So you walk slow. You know, everybody's walking slow. Edadem. Edade imahim. I walked with them. Another interpretation of Edadem, he says, from Menachem, Lashon Yedidut. That everybody went up with friendship. Edadem, there was Yedidut. Everybody went up together. Some say Edadem, Dunash explains it, Lashon Demama, silence. That everybody was quiet until they got up to Yerushalayim to pray. Over there, they made their tefillot. So everybody has a different interpretation, but the point is, what were they doing? Ad Bet Elohim, until they got to the house of God. Bekodina, and we got up there with joy, v'toda, and thanks. Hamon Hogeg. What was Hamon Hogeg? Nashi Shayu Hotchim Lahog. They were going to make the hag. ועל כך יסד הפיית עוצם המון חוגג ושוטף כנהר ומדרש הגנה אגדה של לשון יווני שקוראים לברכת מים חוגגים. Fine. Now the chapter comes along and says, מה תשתוך אחי נפשי? My soul has been downtrodden. תשתוך אחי means מלשון שוחה. It's been bent over to the ground after the destruction. That she says, לשון כי שחל לעפן נפשנו. The Jewish people are bemoaning the destruction. Vatehemi alai. What is vatehemi? Meaning, the troubles came upon me. Vatehemi alai. Ohili lelohim. I am anticipating God. Ki od odenu. But he's not here yet. Yeshuot panav to see the salvation. That she says, "Hochidi hamtini v'sapila gula." This was after the destruction. The Jewish people were anticipating. They were anticipating to come back. Elohai, God, alai nafshi teshtochach. My soul is down. Al ken eskurcha me'eres Yarden. I remember you from the land of Yarden. V'chermonim mehar misar. What's that talking about? So Rashi says, "Iskorkam eres Yarden, mema she'asit alanu beYarden." I remember all the miracles that you did in the Yarden. I guess when he split the Yarden, when we came into Eretz Yisrael, veHermon. Also the miracles, uMoshe Rabbeinu. Ahar kol haKa'ash sheknaasucha beShittim. Even after all the averot we did in the Midbar, what did you do? Hovashta alanu et haYarden. You still split the sea for us. You still split the Jordan for us. Mehar Mitzar, Mehar Sinai. I remember Har Mitzar. What is Har Mitzar? The small mountain, which is Har Sinai. Shut Sa'ir L'Shar Arim. It's small compared to other mountains. After we made the sin of the Egel, what did you do? You forgave us. V'alachta Emanu. Kol Ela Ani Zocher BeGaluti. I remember all these things in the Galut. Shemanat Amenetivli Ugzerotecha Metchadshot Alai Zuazu, and the Gezerot are coming on me every single day. So he said, but I remember that you forgave us for these things. So again, the pasuk is to be read. Elohai Alai Neftish Teshtochach. I am downtrodden. Al Ken, however, Iskorcha Me'eres Yarden. I remember that you split the Jordan, even though we sinned in the Midbar. VeHermonim Mehar Misar. What is the word Hermonim? How does he explain Hermonim? Hermonim is a mountain, and what's Har? Also a mountain. It's a different place, unless it's Har Hermon. Hermonim is Har Hermon, and Mehar Mitzar is three things. All these places God made miracles for us, even though we sinned prior. That means God had mercy. So I guess what the author of this chapter is saying, so have mercy on us as well. Even though we sinned to you in the Galut, have mercy. Didn't you split the Jordan? Didn't you make the miracles of Har Hermon, Har Mitzar, Har Sinai? That's a good trivia, by the way. What's another name for Har Sinai? You would have said Horev. You would have said, you know what you would say. Now you have another one, Har Mitzar, the small mountain. תהום אל תהום קורא לכל צינוריך, כל משפריך וגליך עלי עברו. תשיב. תהום אל תהום קורא, צרה קוראה לחברתה. Now one trouble is calling the other, which means the troubles are coming consecutively, one after the other. לכל צינוריך, תשיב. Like waters that are flowing on me, like a pipe that breaks and the water is just flowing. Like flooding waters that just flow upon the person and destroy everything. So do the troubles are flowing upon me consecutively. Kol mishbarecha vegalecha alai avaru. Mishbarecha is like the waves. The waves, why they call mishbarecha? You ever say the waves break? Mm-hmm. That's mishbarecha. Shbor. the breaking of the waves. The wave goes up and then breaks. So it says, "Kol mishbarecha begalecha alai avaru." All the waves of trouble landed on me. It's the Jewish people bemoaning all the sarot that happened in Galut. Mishbarecha begalecha alai avaru. Yomam yitzaveh Adonai hasdo. Balayla shiro imi tefillah le'el hayai. So the Jewish people have hope in God and they say, the light will come one day. God will command the daylight one day. Yavo ha'or shel ge'ula. Yomam yitzaveh Hashem hasdo. One day God will command His kindness. Vitzaveh Hashem hasdo lanu. And command the kindness to come to us. Ubalayla. But in the meantime, b'choshech ha'galut v'tzara, the darkness of the galut, shiro imi. Tehe haniyato betochenu. Over here doesn't mean song, shiro imi. Shiro means he'll camp with me. Lashon shiriya. Lashon hanaya. In Aramaic, v'yichan in Yerusha, which means ubalayla in the galut shiro imi. His encampment is with me. That means God rests with us in the galut. The Shekhinah rests with us in galut. That's a big one. So according to the Pshat, Rashi learns ubalayla shiro imi. Yes, 99% of the people that say shiro, they'll say your song is with me. Mm-hmm. But that's not the Pshat. Ubalayla shiro means at night your encampment is with me. Now the Midrash Agada is a different way of learning this pasuk. Rashi brings the Midrash. Potro lashon shir. It's a song. V'kachu potro. Shekach Yisrael umim laKadosh Baruch Hu. We say to God, Zacharnu ma she'asit alanu b'Mitzrayim. We remember what you did to us in Egypt. Mitzvah achat shesivitanu bayom b'erev Pesach. You gave us one mitzvah on Erev Pesach. Brit Milah. Ubalayla ge'altanu. That night, you redeemed us. V'sharnu lefanecha tahalel. And when we left Egypt that night, we sang. V'achshav harbe mitzvot ani shomeret. V'enata go'alem. We did one mitzvah and you took us out of Egypt. Look how many mitzvot we're doing now and you can't take us out of Galut. To get out of Egypt, all you need is Brit Milah and Korban Pesach. So he says, Yomam, that day of Erev Pesach, Yomam yitzaveh Hashem hasdo. God commanded us one mitzvah. And as a result of that mitzvah, what came out of it? Ubalayla, that night, shiro imi, we were singing already in the song of the Geula. Beautiful interpretation. Tefillah le'el hayai. That is my tefillah that what? Redeem us now as well. Redeem us now as well. We're doing much more mitzvot than the Milah and the Pesach. So that's a good pasuk to remember for Erev Pesach. Yomam yitzaveh Hashem hasdo. Ubalayla shiro imi is Erev Pesach pasuk. Sammy, when you're on the plane to Putacana, you should have this kavanah. When you're crossing the Gulf of Mexico, yeah, then maybe you can say this pasuk. No comment for Benno. Next.
I know where to go.
No, I made it up. I don't know. Y'all know how to make it. I made it up. Omerah. Le'el sal'i. Lama shechachtani. Lama koder elech. Belachatz oyev. What is this pasuk saying? Omerah, as I say, Le'el sal'i. Sal'i is, I guess, a rock. God was my rock. I guess that represents strong one. This one, the one that's strong against the enemy. Sal'i, my rock. And what do we tell God who is the strong one against the enemies? Lama shekhtani. Why did you forget us? Lama shekhtani. Why did you forget us in the galut? Lama koder elech. Why am I going black? A kedera is a pot, but the bottom of the pot becomes black from the fire. So David HaMelech says, "Ve'elech koder, I am walking blackened from what? Ve'lachatzoyeh, from the pressure of the enemy. That she says, Kodel Lashon Shachrut. Black. That means from the famine, from the troubles. From the lahat, from the trouble, from the lahat. Lahat is the stress of the enemy. Lahat soyev. I mean, it's good we don't know what the meaning of this chapter is. Otherwise, on Sukkot, we'd cry when we read it. That's everybody's reading it, happy, they're smiling. That's nothing. It's good we don't have the English translation. The people would be in a bad mood. They'd be patu from singing the Sukkah. It's not patu. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Beresach. You know what Retzach is? Be'atzmotai, herefuni sorerai, be'umram elai kol hayom, ye Elohecha. What is Beretzach? He says, Beretzach be'atzmotai. Now she says, Nidmeli ki'ilu horgimoti. It's like they're killing me. I feel the death in my bones. Why? What, when do I feel this death? Hedefuni tzorirai. When the enemies are cursing me. And what are they saying? Be'omram elai kol hayom. Ayyeh Elohecha. When the enemies come and say, where's your God? You Jews claim that you're the nation of God. You're the chosen people. But where's the chosen people? And who said that? The church. The church, that was one of their proofs. You see, God forsake the Jewish people. Because they killed Yeshu. And look what's happening to them. This is their punishment. That's why the church didn't get involved in the Holocaust. Because they said, what do you think? They killed the Son of God. This is their punishment. And they came along and they told the Jewish people, Ayyeh Elohecha. Where's your God? You see, your God is nothing. If you're the chosen people, how can... That's a big Hadud Hashem. Now, it's not enough we suffered, but then they come along and they say, not only did they, the Nazis, they killed your God as well. So there was a big Hadud Hashem. This is a constant Hadud Hashem that goes on. Ayyeh Elohecha. And then the chapter ends as Matashtoch Achi Nafshi again. Matashtoch Achi is the third time that was the third time we were sent down. Again, the three times was Bavel, Yavan, and Edom, again, we were sent down. Matemi alai. Ruhidi l'rim. Again, I anticipate God. Ki od odenu. It hasn't come yet. Yeshuot panai v'lohai. To see the salvation. That she says, panai v'lakadosh baruch hu or panai v'lohai. And therefore, the prophet says, v'adayin yesh li tikva. I'm not giving up hope yet. Adayin yesh li tikva. I have hope. Now that's a great chapter. Why did it make the Tikkun HaKlali? I'm not too sure yet. Why did it make the... What in this chapter represents the... Do we have a Chumat Anach? Let's see if we have Chumat Anach over here in the Sefer. Chumat Anach. Okay, I don't see Chumat Anach, but we do have a midrash over here that says, Kol ha'osek b'Torah ba'olam hazeh. Shu dome le laila. I'm sorry. Kol ha'osek b'Torah b'laila. Who's saying this? Rish Lakish. Whoever learns Torah by night, I mean the Likutei Shas. Hakadosh Baruch Hu moshek alav chut shel chesed b'yom. So when you learn at night, it gives you a certain string of kindness on your face during the day. Shneemar yomam yitzaveh Hashem hasdo. In the day, God will shine His kindness on you. Umatam, what's the reason yomam yitzaveh Hashem hasdo? Mishum u'balayla shiroimi. Because at night you were singing the song of Torah. That's a lesson. Which means if a person has a meeting with a buyer and you need to find favor, you want him to find favor in your eyes, learn Torah the night before. You see, it's a hadush. Because you might say to yourself, what do you mean? If I stay up the whole night before, I'm going to be groggy, my eyes are going to be heavy, I'm going to lose the hen. Just don't worry, you're not going to lose the hen. By staying up all night the night before learning, you're going to gain the hen, and all those that see you the next day, it's going to be chutz al chesed on you. So that could be also part of the tikkun, because they say part of the tikkun of this is the learning Torah at night. So it's reminding us of that item. Or the simple interpretation, as a result of our sins, it destroyed the Beit HaMikdash. And therefore, we know that that's part of the height of the destruction. So therefore, we are mentioning that as well. Okay, so that becomes the fourth chapter of the Tikkun HaKlali. We'll continue the next chapters on the coming days.